I am David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater here for the first time in the new year of 2015. Russ Collins, good morning to you. Happy New Year, and thanks for coming back for more Cinema Chat.
Well, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there. The Michigan Theater just celebrated its 87th anniversary. It's the 88th year of operation.
Wait till it gets to be my age.
That's right. And we're also really happy to, again, welcome back Sundance. Direct from Sundance, we're going to have a special screening of a film called, well, actually, I'm not supposed to tell you, but it's...
Really?
True story. I mean, we have to finish dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, but it's a James Franco, Jonah Hill film based on a New York Times journalist story. I can't say anymore.
Not comedy, then.
It's a drama. It's coming up on the 5th of February, right after the Sundance Film Festival. I leave next week.
For the festival.
For the festival on Friday, and actually for this conference that we run that created all the buzz right before Christmas with the interview.
Right, exactly right. So another James Franco movie. Right?
Crazy time. But anyway, John Cooper, the director of the festival, picked this film out for us, so we'll look forward to having that. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster.
True story.
The name hasn't been published yet because it's not official, and nobody heard it. It was only on the radio. And we also are doing Sundance Animated Shorts on February 1st and February 3rd. The animated shorts are those days, and then the live action shorts are the first and the fourth as well. So we got a whole program of Sundance film, a premiere right from Sundance, and a selection of the best animation and the best live action shorts from Sundance from the last year. So we'll look forward to having everybody come out and celebrate Sundance at the Michigan Theater the first few days of February. Tonight, there's a very special screening of The Imitation Game, which
Showing for a while. Is different, though?
It is. I think this may be the Academy Award winner. I really like this film. It's about Alan Turing, who was a British fellow who was substantially or maybe singularly responsible for breaking the Enigma Code during World War II, which
ultimately brought down the Nazis.
It had a huge role in that. And Dr. Kevin Compton from the University of Michigan's Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science is going to give a talk about code breaking, about Alan Turing's life.
Which was quite complex.
It's a very, very fascinating piece. The Science on Screen special screenings are always great. So at 7 o'clock, come see the screening. Afterwards, there's going to be a presentation and a Q&A session.
That's great.
With Dr. Compton. So, and then it's continuing to run, but tonight's a very special screening, again, at 7 o'clock. On tonight at 7 o'clock at the State Theater, we're going to open Selma. Which
is another potential Academy Award nominee and winner.
It is, especially for Best Director Ava DuVernay, who is an acquaintance of mine. She was a keynote speaker at the Art House Convergence 2 years ago. She is a brilliant, wonderful lady, and has done a wonderful job. Now, there's been a little bit of controversy about the film because President Johnson is portrayed as being a little resistant, and it sounds like actually what she did was created a compilation of President Kennedy and President Johnson. President Kennedy was actually the one that was a little resistant, and I'm sure there were all kinds of things that were going on. But
Wilkinson as President Johnson has to be amazing.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. Absolutely. So anyway, this is the story of Martin Luther King and the March on Selma and the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, set in 1965. The reviews have been great. The work of Ava DuVernay, the director, has been great. The work of David Oyelowo has been extremely well reviewed. This particular review, I think, says it all. Selma is one of the best American films of the year, and indeed perhaps the best, precisely because it does not simply show what Dr. King did for America in his day. It also wonders explicitly what we have left undone for America. And so
I'm truly looking forward to that.
Absolutely. And it's the way that art can not only give a window into the emotional realities of a particular time, but also resonate with the current dynamic. So Selma opens at the State Theater, and go check it out.
I really want to see Foxcatcher, too.
Yes. This is Mark Ruffalo has gotten great reviews as the brother of Channing Tatum's Channing Channing Tatum's character, and they're both wrestlers, Olympic caliber wrestlers, and they are recruited by
one of the DuPont heirs.
Yeah, one of the DuPont heirs, played by Steve Carell in a non-comic role, but his
almost unrecognizable.
But his performance is great. Nominated for 3 Golden Globe Awards. It's certainly going to be in the Oscar hunt.
Right.
Foxcatcher is a wonderful, odd, great film. It's a bounty of riches at the Michigan State Theater downtown. We have Wild, the Reese Witherspoon film. Antarctica, this is a great documentary.
A Year on Ice, right.
Last screening today at 4 o'clock, the special screening of The Imitation Game. Foxcatcher, Selma, go check out these films. They're sure to get awards.
What about the Multiplex?
The Multiplex, Taken 3, the Liam Neeson franchise, where he plays an ex-covert operative, Brian Mills.
Who keeps losing people to kidnappers.
I know. The guy is really bad.
I mean,
luck.
At some point you have to take a look at yourself and say, maybe it's me.
Well, you know, we can take solace in the fact that it is a movie, but this franchise has done very well. His daughter is again threatened. He's accused of killing his wife. And so anyway, we'll see how it turns out for Liam Neeson's character, but it'll probably turn out okay, but there'll be a lot of car chases and drama in the interim. The first Thomas Pynchon novel ever turned into a movie, Inherent Vice, was directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, and it will open this Friday.
Now, is this the one? One with Joaquin Phoenix?
It is with a one
the
with
Joaquin
Phoenix.
The trailers look amazing. You know, he's just an amazing actor.
He is.
Completely transforms himself.
It's set at the tail end of the psychedelic 60s where Paranoid is running the day. It's part surf novel, part psychedelic romp, and all Thomas Pynchon. It's about a private eye who suddenly out of nowhere shows up with a story. And there's a billionaire, and there's unusual going on where they want to take this guy and put him and kidnap him and put him in a mental institution. So anyway, go check it out. There's tax dodging and dentists and all kinds of wacky LAPD involved. So Inherent Vice opens this Friday.
Any special screenings this week?
There's a Korean studies program at the University of Michigan is doing Miss Granny. It's a 2014 South Korean comedy. Go check that out. That's coming up on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The midnight film at the State Theater is the Pokemon, the first movie.
Did not know there was a Pokemon movie.
That's right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is coming as our kids show on
that
Sunday.
That I knew. I was just disappointed.
1:30. And then we kick off a really great semester-long program of noir films on Monday. These are Mondays at 7 o'clock. This Monday, the 12th, it's going to be The Maltese Falcon.
Humphrey Bogart, right?
Humphrey Bogart, yeah, absolutely. And then Laura, Double Indemnity, The Big Sleep, Postman Always Rings Twice, Kiss Me Deadly, Big Heat.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, Blood Simple, some modern stuff as well, as you said, Blade Runner. Lots of stuff going on, but man, this is a time to go to the movies.
Well, we'll look forward to our visit next week. Before you depart for Sundance, for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you once again for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-da from Hollywood.